I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Chuck Hughes joins me now, the star of Chuck's Day Off, Chuck's Week Off, and Chuck's Eat the Street on Food Network Canada and the Cooking Channel. We'll be appearing at Eat Vancouver Food and Cooking Festival Friday, May 24th, to Sunday, the 26th of May 2013 at BC Place Stadium. We'll talk now about food, being on television, his two restaurants in Montreal, Garde Manger and Le Bremner, as well as his recent book, Garde Manger, and more. Chuck Hughes is thus far the youngest Canadian chef to win Iron Chef Canada America. The website for more is at chuckhughes.ca. The website for Eat Vancouver is at eat-vancouver.com. Please welcome to the Plant Online program in Montreal today, Chuck Hughes. Mr. Hughes, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, yourself.
Very good, thank you.
It seems like it's a busy time for you. I mean, all your days seem very busy, are they?
Yeah, pretty busy, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
The restaurant business in itself is always pretty busy on its own, and now I've got all these other things that I'm doing on top of it, but busy, but things are going well.
But yeah, you're enjoying things, right?
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy, I have the kind of personality that I kind of need to be moving at all times, and I need to be busy. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, like anybody else. There's periods where it gets a little bit hectic, with two restaurants and then doing some TV stuff, and just every little thing, day-to-day things that add up. So, it's good, though. I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I'm having a really good time.
Is this a sort of career that you'd imagined yourself having when you were a kid, say?
Never. I mean, when I was a kid, I kind of was going towards architecture when I was really young, then studied in communications, marketing. I really thought I was headed for that. Yet I always worked in the restaurant business, either being a busboy, waiter, in the kitchen, working in restaurants while I was going through school, and thinking that, one day I'd work in marketing, but, would always know how to cook and always loved food and cooking, but it kind of just took off. I realized that I liked cooking more than anything else, and I decided that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, but I never saw any of this happening.
Yeah.
I always thought I would just cook on the line, and, it never really gave any more thought. I mean, obviously opening my own restaurant was something that I dreamt about, but that was pretty much it,
Do you still cook on the line, either at Garde Manger or Le Bremner?
It does happen, actually, quite a bit. I'm lucky that I'd never leave in very large quantities of time, but I kind of always make sure I can come back, so I spend most of my time at both restaurants, but I do cook a lot less on the line in terms of having my own station. I'm lucky now that I get to travel, get to do all these other things, but I also get to spend probably, more than half the year at the restaurants, and I get to touch a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So
it was a big transition in the beginning, because I went from being on the line every day for the first 4 or 5 years, and then things just changed, and more responsibility, more opportunity, and also the fact that at the restaurant, it's that's how you want to work. When you're young and you're coming out of cooking school, you need to work on the line, you need to learn, and so we're doing that right now, and I've assumed another position, but I still get to cook quite a bit.
I hear that the restaurants are doing well, that they're hard to get into. Is that true?
The honest answer is that they're pretty small, so they fill up quickly.
I see.
But it's kind of like anywhere else, in advance or last minute, there's really no real secret. I would say that smaller groups are a lot easier, and, I think a lot of people want that Saturday night 8 o'clock reservation.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's tons of room. It all depends on when people want to come. That being said, we're happy that we're busy, and it's been really a blessing ever since we opened. We're really lucky. Everybody at the restaurant really worked hard. We talk a lot about the chefs, but really it takes a whole team, and I'm a very small part of that whole team, and everybody works so hard. So it's fun when things go well, and people that work at the restaurant really deserve it. So I'm really happy.
And do you find that if you're not there, say people have come there because they want to see you, they want to shake your hand, get an autograph, say?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I would say it's kind of the way the cooking world is in general, you know? I mean, I might have a little bit more visibility than some other people, but in general, a lot of the chefs that I know in Montreal and in the U.S. and even in the world are kind of used to that nowadays. I mean, the culture of food has grown so much, and people are so into it, and so it's kind of created this love of chefs and food, and so it's, I have people that come. I mean, mostly people come to eat, and it's always cool when somebody comes up and, says that they love the food or the shows, or, you know, it's I'm a regular guy like everybody else, you know, so it feels good to know that people are enjoying it.
Well, when you come out to Vancouver in May for Eat Vancouver, a lot of people will want to meet you, want to get an autograph, take a photo. Do you do a lot of these events across the country?
I do quite a bit. I mean, I don't have the time to do that many.
Yeah.
I would say in the year, I try and do as many as I possibly can, and still keep it fun and loving it. You know, for me, TV's a very, I'm lucky that I have the restaurants, but, TV's is kind of a lonely thing in terms of it's you and a camera, and there's obviously the crew, but you don't really connect, you know? So it's cool when you do a food fair or an event like Meat, where you get to meet people, you get to cook in front of a live crowd, which is, you know, it's always a rush. And plus, I get to go to Vancouver and eat, so that's also one of the positives. You know, I do another one in September in Newfoundland called Roots, Rants, and Roars with Todd Perrin, which is another great event. And, you know, I try and do a couple monthly in Canada, mm-hmm. Toronto, Vancouver, and Nova Scotia, PEI have a lot of great festivals up there as well. So, yeah, I mean, the summertime is a great time for the festivals and fall as well. So I try and get out as many as I can. I mean, it's also a great excuse to visit Vancouver every 6 months,
yeah.
And try new restaurants. And, you know, I actually worked, my first job was working in Vancouver a long time ago as kind of an intern and in the marketing world. And I always loved going back. It's always been one of my favorite food cities. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you got favorite places to go eat at here in Vancouver?
Every time it's kind of like one of those things that Toronto's in that same pattern right now where it's hard to know what are the new places and what's going on. And for me, I think it's more staples of, I always try and get some Japanese, stuff that we don't have as much here in Montreal, but mostly good quality sushi.
Yeah.
And kind of just go with the flow. You know what I mean? There's no real other way than to discover a city to kind of just wait till you get there and get some suggestions, and people always have stuff to say. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I haven't had lunch yet, and you're in Montreal, so it's I guess it's mid-afternoon now. I'm always wondering when I talk to people on who are chefs and the sort of what they had for lunch. What did you have for lunch today?
Ooh, today's a rough day. Today's a really rough day. I started off my day with breakfast, but for lunch so far it's been a pack of almonds, an apple, and an orange. But I'm lucky because it's actually close to 4, and for me, the way my day goes when I'm in Montreal is I kind of run around between both restaurants in the morning, and then the afternoon tend to go to the gym, kind of get ready for the evening, and around 4:35 o'clock is when we have staff meal, so it's going to be a surprise. I don't know what I'm eating, but I'm eating very shortly, and it's the staff meal game in restaurants has become something of legend. You know, it used to be that you just made staff meal. You know, you would take scraps and, you know, you'd throw some pasta and maybe something green, hopefully, and try and fill them up for the evening. And now it's become more important than anything else. You know, staff meal has become that time where, you know, I guess we never thought about it that much back in the day, but really it's that half hour where everybody gets to relax and eat and enjoy, you know, before the storm kind of deal. So I don't know what I'm going to be having, but I'll have something something delicious, I'm sure.
How much? Sweeted. Yeah. How much of what you eat during the day is stuff that you've cooked?
When I'm in Montreal, I mean, a lot. And that's the one thing that I try and, you know, you have to pick and choose your the things that you're going to try. You know, obviously, when you're cooking, it's a big part of what you're doing is to always taste and make sure your seasoning's right and, you know, everything's working. But at one point, there's something, like, I know what bacon and fries taste like. I don't have to, you know, I don't always have to retry cheese. I know it's good.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of pick, you know, because after a long day, you end up eating quite a bit, actually.
And is there something that you just enjoy making, or like a product that you enjoy using, say, or an ingredient?
Well, I mean, we're really, really, really lucky right now in Quebec. We have you know, all the crab and the shrimp from eastern Quebec, the Matane shrimp and all the crab, which is, you know, it's this time of year is, you know, in Montreal, we're just starting to get some of the spring items, but in terms of seafood, it's probably our best month and a half. So right now we're really concentrating on using these great products and really not doing much to them. You know what I mean? Honestly, it's the shrimp are kind of already cooked on the boat, or we get them raw from Société Arignal, which is a great Montreal-based provider of all things, really, and just really great, unique things from syrups to seafood and certain Canadian caviars and stuff like that. So we're lucky right now that we're in the space of a month and a half where there's not much cooking. It's a lot more of showcasing these great local, you know, I think it's the same, it's these great local shrimp and crab and all that stuff, but I think it's the same time of year for you guys in BC as well. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting down there and cooking a little bit.
What's next for you? I mean, the book did very well last year. You've got two successful restaurants. What are your future plans? Where do you see yourself going in the next little while?
That's a good question. I mean, besides my NHL career, which is kind of slow in the making, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm still hoping that that's going to come through. Besides that, you know, I think it's the world is, you know, it's kind of a little bit crazy right now. Everybody, you know, it's like more restaurants, more shows, more. And I'm kind of on the, you know, I'm really enjoying where I'm at right now, where I can't say that my plate's too full, but it's perfect. Right now my life is great. I get to enjoy, you know, if I have to travel for work, if I'm shooting a series right now called Chuck Beat the Street in the U.S., you know, we just learned that series is now airing in Asia and India and these other opportunities, and I'm trying to kind of keep my options open a little bit to be able to travel and to spend time at the restaurants and to be there. And for me, it's really, that's what started it all, and that's kind of what I thought I would be doing with my life, you know, is really being at the restaurant. And now that I have two, they're about five blocks apart, but it's still quite a bit of work, and it's brand new. You know, the new restaurant's only 2 years old, so it's a lot to deal with. And so I'm kind of just enjoying, you know, I'm not trying to look towards more too much, and just kind of do these things that I'm doing right now properly. And mostly, the most important thing is to really have fun.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I've been able to, you know, do all these great things and enjoy and have a good time, is to really, really kind of try and do the things that I really want to do and keep on doing them, but to not, you know, crowd it too much. So right now I'm kind of doing well. We just came out with an app. It's a kind of a digital cookbook. It's called Deep Dish Montreal, and you can get it on deepdishmontreal.com. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a collective of Montreal chefs, recipes, and a little inside look into their restaurants. And we've just been working on that and really just focusing on what we already have going and doing that properly.
How many tattoos have you got?
Wow, I just got one today.
Oh, did you really?
Right now. I just finished right now. I got I just got a, you know, like a bell, like a dinner bell, ding, so when the food's ready. I don't know. Too many, probably? I don't know if that's a good answer. I mean, quite a bit.
I appreciate
it. I try not to count because it becomes a little bit discouraging.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and we'll see you at Eat Vancouver, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Visit chuckhughes.ca for more. May 24th, 25th, and 26th at BC Place Stadium. Eat Vancouver. Those are the dates for that. And the website is eat-vancouver.com. Chuck Hughes joined me on the line from Montreal in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.